meeting of the February 10th meeting of the Millstone Township Planning Board. Robin, would you please read the statement of adequate notice?
Of course, let the minutes show the adequate notice of this meeting as required by PL 1975. Chapter 231 has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press and the Times of Trenton, posted on the Township Bulletin Board and filed with the Township Clerk on the same date.
Okay. Is there any additional notice that we need to read regarding being a virtual meeting?
Yeah, just a virtual meeting notice, if you don't mind. Please be advised that pursuant to New Jersey Administrative Code Section NJAC 5:39-1.4D and NJAC 5:39-1.7C, all individuals giving sworn testimony must appear by both video and audio pursuant to NJAC 5:39-1.4F. Members of the public may submit comments to the board secretary by electronic email at p-dandrea@millstonenj.gov or in written letter form at 470 Stagecoach Road, Millstone Township, New Jersey, 08510, at least 2 business days prior to the meeting day. Comments timely submitted shall be read aloud at the meeting, audible to all meeting participants and the public, subject to the same time limits as are placed on public comments.
Okay, thank you very much. Would everyone please stand and join us in a flag salute?
Flag.
Okay, well, that's one detriment to this headset. It doesn't stay on when I stand up, so maybe I gotta invest in the fancy Bluetooth one. All right, and Robin, would you please call the roll?
Yes, Mr. Beck? Not here. Ms. Butch?
Here.
Mayor Dorfman, not here. Deputy Mayor Grabalia.
Here.
Ms. Curtis.
Present.
Chairman Newman.
Yes.
Ms. Oxley. Not here. Mr. Pato.
Yes.
Vice Chair Pepe, not here. Mr. Ziner.
Present.
Ms. Penny. Not here. Mr. Youngs.
Here.
Okay, thank you very much. First thing on our agenda is approval of our minutes from December 16th and then and January 13th. We'll start and deal with them separately. The December 16th, 2020 minutes have been circulated. Would anyone have any comments or like to make a motion to adopt?
I'll move it.
Okay, thank you. And is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, thank you. Any comments or suggested revisions? Seeing none, Robin, would you please call the roll?
Sure. Deputy Mayor Grabalia?
Yes.
Mr. Pato?
Yes.
Ms. Curtis?
Yes.
Chairman Newman?
Yes.
And Mr. Ziner?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Next are the approval of our minutes from January 13th, 2021. They've been distributed. If anyone has any comments, let us know. Otherwise, would someone like to make a motion to approve those minutes?
I'll make the motion.
Okay, thank you. Second, please.
I'll second.
All right, thank you. Any comments or suggested revisions? Seeing none, Robin, would you please call the roll?
Sure, Mr. Pato.
Yes.
Mr. Ziner.
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Grabalia?
Yes.
Ms. Curtis?
Yes.
Chairman Newman?
Yes.
And Ms. Oxley is in here, so that's it.
Okay, thank you. Next is an opportunity for public comment. Anyone in the public that would like to make a comment on something that's not otherwise scheduled for discussion before the board, this is your opportunity to do so. Robin, I don't see any hands raised. Do you see any?
I do not either. I don't see anyone from the public.
Okay. Yeah, no. I don't see anyone aside from us participants. Okay. Then we will close the public comment portion and move on to our business. First item is memorialization of resolution P19-02, Babbitt/Meschke, Block 51, Lot 8. And that resolution has been circulated. Would someone like to make a motion to memorialize the resolution?
I'll make the motion with the noted conditions.
Okay, thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, thank you. Any conversation, discussion, or other revisions? Seeing none, Robin, would you please call the roll?
Sure. Mr. Pato?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Gabalia?
Yes.
Ms. Curtis?
Yes.
Chairman Newman?
Yes.
And Mr. Ziner?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Next on our agenda is review and recommendation of ordinance number 21-01. And I wanted to turn that over to Matt. Matt, if you could give us a summary of the ordinance, and then we can ask you and also ask McKinley if your opinions are that these are, that this is consistent with our master plan. So Matt, if you'd please take over.
Sure. I don't want to give you a long version of it, but prior to 2004, every town required a detention basin and sometimes retention basin. In 2004, DEP passed asked every town to pass ordinances for new stormwater management that required less runoff, more groundwater recharge, and removal of TSS, total suspended solids. And in 2004, our town adopted that ordinance, and we've had it ever since. But that ordinance also required some treatment structures that are all underground. And what's been happening over the years is you can't see these things, and it's hard to inspect, clean, and go after people to clean it up. So the new ordinance that DEP just proposed, that's what you have. It requires more, they call it green infrastructure. I don't know if you've heard of a roof garden. Basically, instead of having everything underground, you're going to see everything above ground with plantations and bushes, which is easier to see what's going on. If there's a problem, you see it and you maintain it. They don't require actual structures anymore. So we have to comply with these new rules. And in the past, if somebody could not meet the requirements, the towns usually gave them a variance or a waiver, and that was the end of it. Now, if they don't meet this new ordinance, they actually have to go back to state and get a variance. So pretty much everybody has to meet the new ordinance. So what you have in your package is exactly what DEP required, but we did make some modifications to it. And I think we sent everybody this little page.
Yes.
The ordinance also has a new definition for major development. DEP required disturbance of an acre of property, acre of land. We changed that to half an acre. Mm-hmm. They also said any project that produces quarter acre of impervious surface, which is about 10,000 square feet. We changed that 10,000 to 5,000. And these all came actually a recommendation of the Environmental Commission. Also, we added is a new definition for low impact development techniques. Basically, more grass areas, pervious pavers, so not to have a long parking lot with a lot of asphalt and a lot of water going down. Break it up into pieces where we can to reduce the runoff where it's going out. So those are all the only changes to the ordinance. And really, that's it. I mean, I'm still reading it. There are a lot of courses out there we're going through right now to understand every little paragraph. But at the end of the day, they're looking for basically grass, green infrastructures to detain the water and reduce the runoff. So in the parking lots, when you have islands with grass, high grass and trees, it'll be low, it'll be below the asphalt. All the water will go into the island instead of island going into the pavement. So that's where you're going to be seeing a lot of it.
Okay. So just in terms of timing, Matt, so assuming our ordinance goes to effect in a month, just to pick a time frame, any applications that come in after this will have to adhere to this ordinance?
This is ready to be adopted, I believe, next week by the Township Committee. Once it's adopted, any application that comes in have to comply with this.
Okay. And
Jeremy,
so,
can I just interrupt there and add something?
Sure.
Because
of course.
It's already come up in a couple of other communities where there are applications pending that are contending that they're entitled to the time of application rule as far as the application of the new ordinances. And the statute specifically states under the time of application rule that that will not apply to ordinances that are adopted that deal with public health and safety. And there's a lot of language in these regulations and the ordinance that say that it is being adopted for purposes of public health safety. My opinion at this point, of course, there's no court rulings on this or opinions, but I think that this applies to any application that's pending and not just applications that are submitted subsequent to the adoption.
So even an application that's been submitted but just simply hasn't been voted on by the board?
I think that's the case.
Okay. And I think in our case, we only have, I think one application came in a couple of weeks ago, which hasn't even been deemed complete. So pretty much everybody's going to be writing this.
Well, the time of application doesn't deal with deemed incomplete.
That's correct.
There's a distinction in the case law that deemed complete is not the trigger for the time of application. It's if you submitted the documents that the ordinance says are supposed to comprise of your application for development and not all the supplemental stuff that's in the completeness list. So that there's a distinction there, and I don't think the distinction matters because this is a health and safety situation as far as I'm concerned. And forget about when the case was deemed complete or when it was submitted. If there's a health and safety situation, which I tend to have the opinion that these regulations are, they're going to apply.
Mike, how is that going to impact on affordable housing projects, such as the municipal project?
Well, there's provisions in the ordinance and in the state regulations that allow you to request a variance if there are circumstances that would justify a variance from the strict application. And certainly in the case of affordable housing regulations, it could be argued that if there are hardships that apply from that, that a variance could be granted if the new ordinances would preclude or inappropriately hamper the development of affordable housing. That's an argument that could be made by a developer.
All right, do you see this as possibly pushing the township into public sewer and public water at some point?
I don't think so. I think that's a whole different issue.
Okay.
Also, really quickly, I have a question. So, because this came up with the Environmental Commission. For major development, results in obviously the creation now of 5,000 square feet or more of impervious area since February 2nd of 2004. So there is a retroactive date in here that I think that we should discuss with the planning board.
Yes, I think what they mean by that, if you did, let's say in 2006, you proposed 2,000 square feet of impervious. Now you come back with 3,000 more. We're going to add it up saying you have 5,000 and you have to comply.
I agree with Matt. That's what it seems. It appears to be cumulative.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So Matt, you also said that it would apply if you have some a development that's over an acre. Is that So if you have an if you have 2 acres, but your impervious is only 4,000, you're still within this ordinance.
That's correct. But also, if you disturb more than half an acre, you still have to meet the ordinance.
Oh, it's disturb. Okay, all right.
Because there's half an acre of disturbance or 5,000 square feet of impervious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it'll be interesting to see how this affects that single family lot and house that comes in on a 10 acre lot with the big driveway and the patio, etc.
They would have to comply. Right now, when somebody comes to a new house, I do require them to put dry wells and stuff for their roof drains. So we're already requiring that. This just helps us out.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew, do the same requirements and guidelines pertain to commercial?
Absolutely, yes.
I just I know we're beating you up on some details, Matt, but you just said that you would still require a dry well. I thought that the theory was to avoid
those. We did dry wells in the past, but now we're going to look into more like rain gardens. Like that.
Gotcha. All right. I hear you. And my experience with the dry wells in the past also is, how do you know when the leaves have clogged it up and it's really
exactly.
not doing anything?
It becomes
anything.
A major maintenance problem. Yes.
Right. I've made that argument on the developer
side.
We're going
to change it. And the other thing they added is the definition of a major development or impervious is if you have a stone driveway that you drive on, that's considered impervious. In the past, a lot of people argued that, oh, it's a stone. The water goes right through it. It's not impervious. But I always argued with them, which I think Pam always watched me yell at people, that no, you drive on it too much, becomes a concrete. So I don't see it as a pervious. It's impervious. So
you're still going to stick with that position?
Now I have something to back me up. Besides
this actually says that a stone surface won't count?
No, the stone, if you have a stone driveway or surface that you drive on, it's considered impervious.
So what if somebody wants to use porous pavement or porous asphalt? That won't count?
That's porous. It will not be impervious. That's always been there. I've never seen anybody use it yet because it's very hard to maintain.
You and I are going to have to talk offline because
every 6 months you have to go with a vacuum or something, vacuum the asphalt. Good luck.
All right. Thank you for the education.
No problem.
I have one comment to make on this ordinance. There's an inconsistency in the verbiage when it talks about applications that would go before the SADC or the County Agricultural Board. And the actual official name of that board is the County Agriculture Development Board. So it really should be CADB instead of CAB that's in the ordinance.
Where is that at?
I only looked at it virtually, so I don't have a hard copy. I didn't write the page number, but it's in the second paragraph on one of the pages. I think, I don't know, maybe it was around 5 or 6.
Well, some of these was carried from the previous ordinance. So
there is one reference that just has the wrong name of the board in it.
Be under the definition?
Well, I happen to sit on that board, so I know that the name is the County Ag Development Board, and it's in all the legislation that way as well. So,
all right. Well, we'll talk about it later.
Just correct that.
We'll find it. We'll correct it.
That would be nice. I appreciate it.
So Matt, let's get back to our charge. Is it your opinion that this ordinance is consistent with our master plan?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and McKinley, from the planning perspective, do you agree?
I do, Mr. Chairman, and I'll just call up quickly the components of the master plan, specifically the one piece of the township's vision statement, which emphasizes green infrastructure over gray infrastructure, which is, as Matt just read, explained to all of us, that's a component of this amendment, as well as land use goal C, which is to continue to enforce and implement site design regulations and performance standards related to the mitigation of environmental impacts. So specifically those two, among others, but yes, I agree, it's consistent with the master plan from a planning perspective.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions or comments from anyone on this ordinance? If not, I think the board would be looking for a motion to recommend to the township that the board finds this ordinance consistent with the master plan, with the one proviso that Pat Butch pointed out to recommend that that typographical error be corrected by the council when they adopt the ordinance. Would someone like to make that motion?
I'll make the motion pass.
Okay, thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. Any comment on the proposed motion? Seeing none, Robin, would you please call the roll?
Ms. Butch?
Pat?
Ms. Butch?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Gabalio?
Yes.
Ms. Curtis?
Yes.
Chairman Newman?
Yes.
Ms. Oxley? Ms. Oxley?
She's not present, I don't think, is she?
She came in late.
On there, yes. She's, her mic is on, but she's not responding.
She sent an email.
She's muted.
She's got her problems.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
All right, I got it. Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Ziner?
Yes.
And Mr. Youngs?
Yes.
And Mr. Pato?
Yeah,
he made.
Mr. Okay. Pato made the motion.
Oh, I apologize, Mr. Pato. I apologize.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Next on our agenda is executive session, old business, and new business. Mike, is there any executive session matter we need to address?
There is no executive session matter that needs to be addressed at this point.
Okay. Thank you. And Robin and Pam, I see you joined, so we'll give you a recognition for stepping in. Thank you. So Robin, any old business or new business we need to consider?
So the new business is we sent out the email from Michael Stein regarding the new law into effect from Governor Murphy.
Okay, and Mike, do you wanna give us a quick update on that?
It's just a new law that provides that if you're gonna have an amendment to your master plan, housing element fair share plan, that you have to go through, well, I should say, if you're gonna amend your master plan, you have to go through that process. It's just an added, if you're not amending that provision of your master plan, you have to worry about it. But the next time you go through it, you're gonna have to amend it consistent with that statute to have this new, what would you call it? It's a environmental assessment component of the master plan.
So it, for our purposes, we don't have to deal with it till we're updating our master plan again?
Correct. But when you do, then you're going to have to add this component.
Okay. So, all right. So at that,
basically it requires that it requires the town to go through an evaluation process, including a full build out process and what environmental impacts it may have, which will be costly to some degree because you're going to have to do a lot of work on it. Actually, McKinley's going to have to do a lot of work. Put together all that information and evaluate it to add that to the master plan as an additional portion of the land use plan element.
Okay. So McKinley, if you don't mind, if you have to go through this for another municipality or your firm does, just as you go through it, give us an update now and again, just so we get a feel for how complicated it really is. It did look like quite the bear when I read it. So I just want to translate that into time so that we know how far ahead we have to give you to take care of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's our understanding that the state is supposed to be issuing some of these data sets so we won't have to create them from scratch. Although we're not sure how that's going to materialize. We haven't gotten additional information on that, but absolutely. If we start the process in another town, we'll keep an eye on how it's going so we can give a better estimate to the township by the time it rolls around here.
It'll come about as quickly as the COVID vaccine has become available.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, that was just mean. it was, I just need it before that cruise I was talking about. That's
so in other words, the first of never.
Yeah.
Just as a sidebar to that discussion, I've been doing a lot of grant writing the last number of years, and a couple of years ago, this started to show up in the grant process. They wanted to know what your township has in place for climate mitigation and prevention, et cetera, and how it impacts the project that's being submitted for grants. So it would really be nice for me if there was something that existed. So I hope we don't wait till the next time we revisit our master plan update, because we just did it. So we've got, what, about 8 more years before we have to have another one?
Six, but yeah.
6 years? 6 years now?
Yeah, it was 2017 that you did it. Time's flying, so.
Okay, oh, so wow, that has gone by already. So yeah, so I would, you know, it'd be nice if we could start this earlier. Maybe it's not in this year's budget, but maybe it could, some money could be put in next year's budget to start this process.
Well, let's, and not a bad point, let's get some feedback from McKinley over the next year or so to see how she tests the water with some other clients. And then maybe we want to tackle it. So I appreciate the idea, Pat. Thank you.
Yeah, it would be nice if I didn't have to like create it myself, that I could go somewhere and find something.
Well, you're gonna go to a report that McKinley's gonna prepare. That's where you're gonna
go. Instead of looking on the NASA site and trying to figure out what applies to us.
Yes. Okay. All right. Anything else, Robin, that we need to cover?
I don't have anything.
Okay, and Pam, out of respect for you, you showed up. Anything else you want us to pay attention to?
It sounds like you've got it all taken care of. Thank you.
Okay, all right, thank you. And just to confirm, Robin, when is our next meeting?
In March. I'm sorry. It is March 10th.
March 10th, okay, thank you. That's mostly just for me. All right, unless there's anything else, would anyone like to make a motion to adjourn? I will make the motion to adjourn. McKinley, you can't make it. I saw you starting to go for it.
No, I was looking at my phone to see what the next time was.
I heard a second out there somewhere. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Are adjourned. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you.
See you all next month.
Good night.
Good night. Robin, you can stop recording.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you, Fran.